We love hip hop.
There we go.
Right now, to be the villain. Right now, we're wearing gallows.
My villain era.
Wearing some gallows.
V3, I'm glad we were not recording when you said that.
We're recording right now.
V3 is officially in his villain era.
He's in his villain era.
Finally.
He's in the villain arc.
This guy's scheming.
We villainized him.
Oh, man.
We villainized him.
You make sure the sound effects are not too loud.
You know what I mean?
It's about to come in hot.
I can do the sound effects today.
But we love hip hop.
He's a villain.
Okay. We good. Six. There's a lot to talk about today, man.
Hi, guys.
There's a lot to talk about today.
Seems like it.
I try to stay off of these internet streets.
Man of the hour.
You just can't help it, though. The internet streets, you just can't leave them alone. The
streets keep calling me, son.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Keep dragging him back every time he gets one foot out.
Oh, man. You know, it was episode 444 today. You know?
That's good angelic number. That's my type of vibe.
I know you be into all of those different mystic things and stuff, fam.
I'm calling it mystic. I call it reality. I call it the real.
Yeah, the truth.
You know what I mean? Got to have some magic in this world. You know what I mean? That's the only way it runs.
You know, should I play anything from the 444? I was trying to find something because I knew episode 444 is on the way episode 444 is on the way.
Yeah.
So I was like, I might have to find something from the Jay-Z album.
Of course.
But can I give you guys a quick hot take right now before we get into this?
Why not? Go ahead.
I'm not really feeling that 444 album like that.
Why?
There's a couple of songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, the story of OJ, song's cool.
Yeah.
Right? But now in hindsight, like, okay, let me play it right now. Let me see what y'all think.
I love this song, and the video was amazing for the song.
The video was dope. We'll start with we'll do 8 bars. Okay?
It's my tune, though.
It sounds better in the headphones now than when I was listening on my laptop. Like, get the bars, my guy.
Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. I like that second one.
It's like some art music.
That's what I was going to say. I
feel like I should be looking at a painting.
Thank you, because that's what it's talking about.
Art galleries.
Art and stuff like that.
OJ, like
what we should be talking about.
Black, I'm OJ.
Okay.
House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga. We'll shine cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him.
Is that the best Jay-Z performance that you've heard out of all the lyrics that Jay-Z have spit, bro?
No, but what he was spitting before was more street, in a more street sense. You know what I mean?
But not even the content. His flows, even, bro. He's lazy on that
shit. It's more relaxed kickback. But it's the art behind it.
It's the art behind it, dog.
I guess.
He's making me listen. Like, hold up, little nigga. Take a seat for a second.
He can't be rapping about
art. You ever bought some art? That's the realest investment.
Like, he's turned into a dub poet, bro.
But you can't be rapping about the same stuff you were rapping at in your 20s or early 30s when you're like 40 plus. Like, it just can't.
Yeah.
It's just a different lifestyle, right?
That's not what I want. I don't want him to be rapping about the 96 bricks and all that anymore.
Okay.
But his flow, and this is blasphemous to say about Jay, okay? Because he did the God Did verse.
Yeah.
The God Did verse... was great.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just feel like Jay-Z's flow has lost degrees over the years. Like, he's a little, it's like an older guy who's not able to be to jump as high in the gym.
But he knows how to play the court still.
He has the fundamentals. He knows how to play.
Yeah. He's a player's coach.
He can still put up, points on the board.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not going to look as nice anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the content. The flow patterns and all. I'm like, Jay, I'm not as nice as he used to. Like, when he did the freestyle on Flex.
Yeah.
And yo, the man was just rapping forever, bro. And he was like, like, how much flows do you have, bro?
That's the old Jay-Z, right? Let's just be real. And where he got his flow from was Jazzo. You know what I mean? And then there's a lot to it, bro. So when I heard the 444, and that's a critically acclaimed album in Rolling Stones, dog. You know what I'm saying? So when I listened to it for real, I was like, oh, this nigga tapped in to art. He showed me that instead of buying bullshit that most niggas is buying, you should step into the art department and invest in some of that, because that's one of the biggest things that holds value. You get what I'm saying? So he has art now. So when he taught me that on the album, I was like, yo, I'm gonna look into buying some art. Like he's teaching me the game on where the game is going technically. So if you're listening to him on a slow flow, he's actually dumbing it down for me and you.
Yeah, I think the simpler approach, and it's been proven with him and a lot of other older head rappers. The simpler approach, the more spaced out bars and flows impacts more than like the bullet form.
Rapid.
You need that space. You need the space for the beat too. I feel like the story of OG, you can really feel the beat breathing on that. Like he's really just kind of like, he's not over dominating it.
You know, it's more like a coherence between the beat and the artist together. You know,
Yeah.
Project rather than the artist being like, this, I can rap.
Yeah. That's what he used to do.
Mm-hmm. I just want that old Jay back, man. Let me run some tunes here.
Good God Almighty. Like back in the old days.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some more energy in the flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this nigga knows. A Drake stole Jay-Z's whole we just went to the studio blueprint.
You think so?
Yeah.
How so?
It's the same blueprint, man. It's the same blueprint. Holding it down for so many years. You know what I mean? Having your own label. You know, he's got the blueprint down. He has Jay-Z on. How many albums does Drake have Jay-Z on?
I'll be like four of them.
Thank you. And Jay-Z never wanted to work with him.
Today and going tomorrow.
That's to show you.
Oh, man. Episode 44. 444.
Yeah. 444.
Big salute to the Cubicle Gang.
Big salute.
All y'all people, if you're on the way to work right now, put your windows down. It should be nice outside. We're expecting sunny skies today.
Yep.
Let's go.
After hours of Il Molino. A social socialist talking women in vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Ooh. Overly focused is far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas want to play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice. So
is this the best Jay-Z and Drake collabo?
Do you remember that song they did Off That?
Off That?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yo. My high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance.
Let's go.
Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Earl.
Huh.
Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are. Everything around
me. Do you love hip hop? Do you love hip hop?
Big salute to all the bloggers out there. The ones that fuck with me, at least.
And you know what? It's, it's clear now.
We're gonna talk about it.
Let's go.
Diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Japanese for the yin that I'm handling. International hold, that's my handle. My Saints Chongon, light a candle.
Right?
El Gran Santo on the mantle.
This is what I'm talking about.
Y'all didn't know I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, hope it ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, niggas.
Plenty of us. Let's get this shit started, man.
Man. That coffee.
So you up now?
Got me jittery.
Well rested.
Yeah, I got good rest.
Okay. Let's get this shit popping, man. We are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host of the most toast, Friday, Ricky Dread, aka Losing Weight Rick, aka Viral Rick again.
Oh my goodness.
aka we back at it, man. Episode 444. We over here at Utopia Studios. We got Dusty Wallace in the motherfucking building.
As usual, I could be your suspect. It's Scary Potter. You know how I do. Smoother than a baby's bottom. Stay cooler than an AC. You already know I stand out like bird shit on a black shoe. Jeez. That's how I do. So.
I love that one. That was new, bro. I like that.
Holy. And yeah, man. DJ Czar back in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glad to be back. 25th Hour Studios open now, right Let's next go. To Utopian Records. You know, Let's if go. Utopia's too busy, you know where to go. You know what I'm saying?
No, man. Welcome back. And also B3 behind the over here behind the scenes.
Yes, sir. I'm the voice.
We got the villain in the building over here. We got the villain.
He's in his villain arc right now.
He is in his villain era. He did say that.
You know what I mean? The villain clothing line came through and blessed him with a villain cape.
This was the staff of a ball. This is the cape.
I got mine over here too.
Right.
Shout out to the character you got on it.
Shout out the villain. Mine is just the classic over here.
Yeah.
In the green.
The slime green.
Watch whenever I rock.
I'm gonna show mine too. You know, I feel like I just got signed to like a basketball team.
Let's go.
That's the perks of being on We Love Hip Hop.
Jersey just came in, guys. That's the perks.
Care package life. Okay, before we get into it, also, you know, while we're pulling out different things and all that, you know what I mean? Big salute to the sponsors. Mm-hmm. Big salute to Diamond Club. They got delivery all over the GTA if you need that loud, okay? Hit them up on their Instagram page, Diamond Club_Canada. Use the code We Love Hip Hop. You can just receive a discount on anything you want on the menu. All right. Man, big salute to Diamond Club. Also,
does he throw it up?
It's the Rock, baby.
Illuminati. It's not Illuminati, it's Diamond Club, you know?
Also, if you need that blem, hit up Steam and Hot Grabba. Okay. They got all different types of grabba. They got that dope peanut butter grabba. I haven't had some of that in a while.
I have
some on stash. I'll bring it for you.
Yeah, send it, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, man, if you need peanut butter grabba, different grabba shakers, you know, if you are into just a raw grabba, pause that way, any way you want it, right? Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. Also use the code We Love Hip Hop and receive a little discount, you heard? Mm-hmm. Gang, we over here for Mike Life today. I got a few things I want to get off my chest, but I want to make sure that we do a mental health check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How's everybody's week been? Let's start with you, Dusty Wallace. How's your week been?
You know me. It's like a movie. Mm. You know what I mean? I got to shut it off sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Dog, I'm just being real. But yeah, man, been a good week. You know what I mean? Just keeping myself really proactive.
Yeah.
Positive.
Working. How's your back?
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, I got this this thingamajigger. Mm. I don't even know what it's called, dog, but I got it out. Shout out to Timu. Right, they sent me some shit for free, so I was like, okay, cool. They gave me this back thing just in the nick of time, and I laid down.
Hey, yo,
on it. Hey, whoa.
Don't play no is those things with the ridges and the curves on it.
Yeah, and it goes like this, like it does a little curve thing. Dog, I laid on it like once, heard my back crack, and I passed gas, and that was it. Yo.
You the shit, you only your fart.
You know what I'm saying? I had to pass gas. I was thinking, man, this could have been gas the whole time, dog. Just stuck, pause, but stuck in my back. Like,
no, that happens, fam.
It's like an air bubble.
Yes.
Holy.
What? You never had one of those wicked ones when you burp and then now you start feeling like tension releasing?
Bruh, that's exactly what happened. So I was like, you know?
I had like an air pocket or something. Like
something, bruh. You know, just watching my diet. and just keeping it cool, dog. Not freaking out on people and shit. Watching your ass get crazy online.
What did I do?
Got me scanning comments and shit.
Yo, my phone was going crazy. People are like, yo, you see Friday this and that?
I did nothing, bro. I just post what Wagwan in the news, bro.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, welcome back. Hello. Glad you're in good health.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
What about you, B3?
Yo, I actually... maybe I can't speak on it too early, but two days or yesterday I stopped vaping.
Really?
Good. You're flipping electrical flipping smoker.
I've been getting a lot of like congestion, a lot of mucus.
Ooh, that's not the good part.
The coughing's been too crazy, so I'm done.
You know? Bro, you can't trust nothing that you gotta plug into the wall.
I just took my vape out my pocket too.
I'm not gonna lie. That's why I'm not speaking on it too much right now, because it's still early. I stopped yesterday. I might even like crack soon, but like I don't know. Like I need to really stop. And then going back to the gym and working out, like getting more cardio in, so that you know the lungs actually detox. Like because I heard it takes like a year until your lungs are actually detoxed.
Mm, really?
Not smoke. Not do anything like cigarettes or anything like that. Or
tobacco
or vaping, and then for a year straight. Mm. Right? And then finally you start seeing some results where your lungs are clearing up.
Wow.
That means no grabber.
Yeah, I know. And that's I just hit some too, so
it's kind of hard to avoid it, man.
But the vaping, the grabber maybe I'll slow down on, right? But the vaping for sure.
No, but all three combined, vaping, smoking cigarettes, smoking grabber and spliff and all that, and blunts,
bro. So I need to stop at least one. We'll slow you down still.
Yeah. I'm speaking like somebody who's doing all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm walling and I'm with like way older than B3, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
I feel like it kills the vapes. They kill energy too. You're puffing on that all day. I've been getting lazy, like tired quicker.
Really?
Yeah, not wanting to get up sometimes, like just chilling.
Well, what do you mean, like get up? Pause. I'd be like, yo, them things maybe affecting your nuts.
It does. It's been proven. It kills sperm cells.
Really?
You see what I'm saying?
Whoa.
It's either sperm cells or something with testosterone.
Bro. Testosterone. Niggas out here busting nuts. No nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, Dick, don't fail me now.
So for sure, need to, you know?
Damn you, babe!
Right? Shit turn shit into Willy Lump Lump.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, no more vape. B3 2024, no more vape.
Vape free B3.
Let's go.
That's big.
We'll see.
We'll challenge. We'll check back in on episode 500.
We'll check out 445.
We'll check in next week. We'll see what one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And what about you, DJ Czar?
Had a good week. Officially opened my studio, 25th Hour Studios.
Yes, sir.
Very happy to have it. It's been kind of like a life mission. Been working with B3 low key. We've been cooking up. I airdropped this guy like loops and stuff, or I'll be here and we'll cook up
that's crazy
loop live, and this guy knows how to really like flip a sample that I send him. It might just be like a regular MIDI track and he'll make it sound mad different and good. You know what I'm saying? So, just been cooking up, releasing. I'm trying to release at least like two songs a month. Just consistently.
You got bars, right?
You got bars, bro.
Yeah, I have a little rap track. I'll show you after.
What?
Yeah. I used to rap. So,
You need to
tap in.
Tap in, bro. This guy got bars.
I got bars.
And he has like that old school like attitude and cadence with it. It's not I wrote bars and like, I can just spit them.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, these bars, I mean, I'm like saying them with
conviction.
But the reason, like, I guess maybe quit rapping, I still rap, but now I do it for fun, is because even what you were saying with the white rappers, like, I always felt like that. I was like, yo, I'm just a white rapper who can put words together, but like, who's going to bump this? You know what I'm saying? Even I'm not trying to bump it, you know, but I'm just more like impressed by the bars.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when I was rapping in university, like all these like white boys from out of town, like they rocked with me heavy. Yeah. I like freestyle at parties because I was like the Great White Hope. You know what I'm saying?
That goes into our conversation we're having the other day. Yeah,
like they were supporting me. They're like, yo, Czar got the sickest bars. He's the best rapper I've ever seen. And I'm like, am I? Like, you know, I'm all right, you know?
Yeah.
Man, I always rap. I enjoy it. I like writing and rhyming. It's pretty much poetry.
Yeah.
You know? So
Okay, before we move on, right? Because you mentioned that thing with the white guys over there. Now that we have you here, okay, because we had a conversation, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, right?
Yeah.
About like white guys like
congregating
together, like, what is another white rapper? You're the best. Right? You just told us that happened.
Yeah.
Why does that happen, bro?
I think it's so tribal. It's to the point where you just people like to support their own.
Yeah.
Like for me, like I'm gonna be real. Like when rap was like booming when I was younger, I didn't have an artist that like looked like me until Eminem came out.
To translate,
then I could actually wear a toque and a hoodie and feel like I was B-Rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I was Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? So,
I get it.
So I think a lot of it is that, like, yo, if you, what's your background?
I'm Guyanese Jamaican.
Okay, so if you were watching like a soccer game and it was like England versus Jamaica,
yeah,
you're gonna want Jamaica to win. Maybe not.
A part of me, yes, you know what I mean. But then there's that part of me growing up watching England and seeing people from Jamaica who descend.
Yeah, maybe England is a bad example because there's like a relation. Or let's say Trinidad. Like China. Yeah. Oh yeah. Trinidad
and Jamaica.
You're gonna root for your own. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you're watching a boxing match, you randomly tune in, you see a guy from Jamaica versus a guy from China.
Yeah.
You want this
Jamaican? You want the Jamaican to win.
You want Lennox Lewis to win.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's the same thing with white rappers. Is just like it's a relatability thing. A lot of them are in like similar niches where it's like more lyrical, backpack rap, you know? So they create their own little economy for themselves, right?
Yeah.
I think that's really what it is. I don't know if it's like some next, they have like next agendas or whatever.
Unless you're Tom McDonald or somebody like that.
Let's just say like deep down inside, they're like, you know, fuck them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty nice.
Why would
we have a white guy here? Yeah, he's like, that's not the sentiment.
But he's not gonna say that because he's down with us. Mm-hmm. But let's just say they don't got not one black friend. Let's just say, right? Deep down inside, they want to rap, but then like maybe they're not accepted by us, so they're like, okay, I'm gonna go start my own shit over here.
Mm.
Fuck them niggas.
But it's not in a derogatory way. It's more as like, fuck you guys, you won't accept me, I'll make my own shit. Like how we'd be like, yo, fuck them niggas, you ain't doing that, okay, we're gonna do our own shit.
I think there very well might be like people like that, like, you know, that he's saying, but it's not like the general, like,
well, I don't feel like it's like, I understand the niggas part,
yeah,
but I don't feel like when white guys are doing it now it's because it's a racial thing. It's because they're like, come on man, I want to be down too. All right, well, fuck you man, I'm gonna just do my own shit. It's not like, oh, fuck you, black guys.
But then how does it become more tangible? How do you become more tangible if you're not down with the actual culture side to it? Like the realest part of the culture.
Mm.
How do you get that stamp that you are really that good, that you should be, and to be recognized? How do you get recognized?
If you like, okay, as a white
man. Even though white guys are the most consumers of black hip hop.
But as a white man, right? You're trying to get accepted like as a rapper in the culture, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna make the attempts. You're gonna go around people. There's crowds that have black people. You're gonna try to make sure you get as much audience as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that audience doesn't receive you, but the white guys do, you're gonna like
you're gonna go where you're received. Yeah,
you're gonna go.
You're gonna go where you're received.
And I will definitely say, like, if you're an aspiring white rapper, like I was, like, it is so hard to get black acceptance. Like, even as a black person, if you're not a certain way, you might not even get. And that's if you're already black. Now you're white and you're not like about that life. It's like now it's like they're really not gonna care. The only people that will care are like those suburban white kids who just like see your bars, you
and
know,
see your. Your art.
But the actual culture, I think hip hop, it's like, it's kind of hard to be accepted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You could do everything right, and then one wrong thing, one wrong video goes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, yo,
one
and then
you're slow me, nigga.
One of those pop out. Oh,
right?
No.
Right? He's freestyling, and you know, he's just feeling the vibe, and he just slipped.
I'll never say that. But I will say there is a faction of white guys who mostly listen to white hip hop, like Yellow Wolf, Action Bronson, Eminem, like. Mac Miller, like MGK.
That's crazy to me. I'm like, yo, there's so much hip hop. You're just like, well, I'm only gonna find white guys.
Well, that's
like,
what they can relate to.
That's what they relate to.
They
exactly.
Like, I hate my mom.
Yeah, I guess.
In your room, like, yo, that is exactly how I feel. Yeah. Billy, come and get your dinner. No! Listening to rap music.
Okay, so let me ask you.
You know
guys.
What I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's like a rebelling thing for, that's what I feel. It's more of a rebelling thing for the white community.
Oh, it is.
Right?
100%.
No. For now, the black community, in a sense, we grew up hearing it the day we were goddamn born. Like, literally, you're rocking in your little baby thing to some reggae or something.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I feel the acceptance won't be as much. Like, will they even appreciate it if we accept them? That's another question, right? Because it's like, you didn't come up like we came up. So we see it like, did you go through the steps? There's like steps to it. Like, do you know every rapper? Do you know every song? Do you, is it not just Vanilla Ice? It's not just, you know what I mean? Yellow Wolf. It's not just MGK.
But that's unfair though, because there's a lot of these young brothers who come up in the rap game. They don't know shit about shit.
Granted. But is their culture like technically, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're already like African American, it's almost like your ancestors or whatever, your people have been cultivating this culture. So it's like, you don't even need to know exactly the X's and O's because you live it. You know what I'm saying?
It's just in you.
Yeah.
It's just in us. So I'm just saying this, it's being a visitor. It's how they have to appreciate it. And it's what I would rather see a white rapper make the steps to be appreciated in my community. Do the damn thing. Make the music with the other black artists. Even if you got to give that black artist you feel is good, but he's not up there, give him some money. You know what I mean? Do a song with him. Get into his community. Then he starts saying your name. If you keep just working with your own, that's not what's...
That's messed. I'm thinking about it like, because I'm half Arab, right?
Yeah, so exactly. Imagine, so I can't see you as a white guy. That's the difference.
But even then, like, imagine there was a bunch of black people doing Arabic music. And they don't want to rock with none of the Arab artists, you know what I'm saying? Or like they're only doing shows for like black Arab music, but they're not like, you know what I'm saying? They're not like showing the respect to the original.
To the Arab artists,
they would be the consumers, the fans would be pissed. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of cultures are stronger at gatekeeping their culture from the outside than hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like in some way.
Let everybody in.
Yeah, it's more accepting and open, but then you get kind of like, it becomes watered down a little bit because you don't protect what makes it hip hop per se.
Exactly.
You know?
Wow, that's kind of like what Glasses Malone was saying when we're having our debate, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's real. Like, the niggas see it deep.
Yeah.
It's deep because they come from it for real. Like, you can't be from LA and start making drill music. That's not their culture.
So
you got to keep it LA. So even if you're Asian descent, even if you're Latino, you still keep it LA sound. All right. So the whole thing is, where I come to my conclusion is, if you're a white rapper and you're making my sound, you better come to my world. I'm not telling you to bow down, but I'm telling you to make sure you're accepted there. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll always have the struggle of, oh, they won't accept me if you never come there.
Well, that's why I rate Mac Miller and RIP Mac Miller because...
No, Mills.
No, no, Mac Miller.
Yeah, but Mills too. He came over.
No, but like with him, he has a lot of collaborations with Schoolboy Q.
Thank you.
He put me on to, or he put the world on to Rapsody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even when he passed, like I seen like the whole hip hop world was like very sad because he collaborated with so much people. He wasn't like... Oh, only working with the white guys in hip hop.
He was Wiz Khalifa's artist.
He made his rounds. Like he hung around with everybody and was dating Ariana Grande and like
a Latino
you know,
doing
his white thing at the same time as like still hanging around with black guys and doing
and
his thing.
The culture.
Here's what I will ask, because I feel like Mac Miller was respected in hip hop, but were mans actually bumping Mac Miller when he was here?
I wasn't. I would take him in because of the fact.
You were? Okay.
I would take him in also because of the fact he was down with Wiz Khalifa. So right there, when I heard a couple collabs, and I'm a big Wiz Khalifa fan, so I was like, okay, this white boy is like on point with it. So, and I'm a skater. I love the skating community, so it tapped into that too.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? So who do you think are the most accepted white rappers in hip hop history? If we're gonna make like a list, because even like someone like Eminem, who is certified, I feel like he's not even accepted like by a lot of black people.
He's accepted like by a lot of black rappers who think he's one of the goats, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's all he needs.
He's definitely on the list, right?
Right.
wasn't he like the biggest impact of all of them, to be honest?
Yeah, and like he put on 50 Cent like, and all
that. Started the trend of white rapper like popularity. I feel like after him, then like all these other guys came.
There was a lot before him, but they just weren't as successful. Mm-hmm. Like think about House of Pain.
House of Pain.
Everest, right?
Everlast.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everlast.
And salute to Everlast. He's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he was part of a crew called Rhyme Syndicate,
With
Ice-T before.
Exactly.
Right? And then he reinvented himself and he, you know, grew the beard out and grew the red hair. And like, you know what I'm saying? Then he started jumping around. And
House of Pain.
Yeah.
Right.
He tapped into his Irish roots and caught a hit. Right?
And then who followed up behind him after that? Marky Mark. Let's go. No, I'm being real.
But like, they came and went. Bro.
They came
good,
and went.
Good vibrations.
Good vibrations. That was what we seen when I was coming up. As like when I seen certain white rappers, I was like, okay, these are the white rappers.
Yeah.
Who else?
Insane Clown Posse.
Insane, but they're actually a gang.
They're pretty respected though.
They're pretty respected in Detroit, especially.
Like. They're not listened to by a bunch of black guys.
Yeah.
But they're respected in the hip hop community for their movement.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think people are like checking for them and lyrically or listening to their music.
They own Faygo.
Yeah.
You know the drink?
Yeah.
They own that. They own that. Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, man.
And I remember you were talking about MGK. You said he's legit. But like who else like recent? I guess Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
But like who else? Mac Miller, okay.
Well, you know what we'll do?
Jeezy.
What we'll do? We'll do some homework and then come back and do like a white rapper bracket.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to spend too long on a topic Beastie that we already Boys. Killed before. Yeah. Beastie Boys, yes. Ooh. Definitely Beastie Boys in history.
Were black people bumping Beastie Boys?
Not really.
I was bumping the License to Ill album.
Well, not really. My mom told me because... they felt they were like mimicking black people back then. And that was the movement when they were coming out, like Public Enemy was out.
They sound like they were making fun.
Yeah. And there was already Run DMC.
And then Russell
Simmons had something to do with that too, right? So it just looked like.
Like you try to make like a, they were a punk band and he tried to make them into like a white Run DMC basically.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay. I got a few things I want to get off the table before we get into some topics.
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! Do me a favor and put that right there, Rick.
In the shot?
Yeah, right there in the shot. Thank you, brother. Okay. You know, the viral thing happened. And we'll, I guess, save that for a whole separate segment, okay? The viral thing being Drake jumped in the We Love Hip Hop comments.
Yeah. Don't know. Respect.
Big salute to the boy.
Gratitude. Okay?
Now, here's the thing. I've been having a little bit of tension, I feel like, with the blogs.
Mm.
Right? And I'm not going to say all the blogs. There was a post that was up on 6Sounds the other day with me going off. And they said something about, Friday says that the blogs are dumb and Ray-Tay-Tay. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to make something clear before I even continue. Salute to Keep Six Solid. Salute to Six Buds. Salute to Straight Out to Six. Salute to Toronto. I have this written down. Salute to Toronto Rappers. Mm-hmm. Up Next. Creative Canada. Kenzo Too Neat. And there's a few others that can get a salute. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when I'm having my rants about the blogs and people posting fake news and all that, to me, those people don't do that. So like they should already know I'm not talking about them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as far as the concerted effort that I was talking about even before we started here, that's a thing, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I noticed it before when the academics post, when that started happening, when I jumped on his live stream, exposed his brethren and said, yo, those guys, they got the police to get the chain back. Don't worry about that. That was a huge story. And I looked on the timeline and it was like crickets. And I said, that thing that I was thinking in the back of my mind that might be going on.
said it to me too. But
and remember, I hollered at you because it was starting to irk me. I'm like, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? Like, and this specific pages now that they're starting to catch the sentiment now when I'm starting to say, yo, you blogs are moving weird. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not here to tell you guys suck my dick or yo, suck your mom and all that type of crazy shit. I just want to know where the sentiment comes from. You know what I'm saying?
I want you to understand something, brother, because you're my brother.
Mm.
I'm going to say it real live on and direct. Who gives a shit? The ones who do support, you take that and you ride and you make sure that, you know what I mean? When you show your respect, that's who you show your respect to. Mm. The ones who don't want to give the credit, you know, that's just a personal low blow. So at the end of the day, us even speaking about that, they're hoping that you might say their name right now so that more people go over there. So then they could have a little bump head situation. Yeah, it's the way, look at the way they wrote it, right?
Mm.
Mm. Take that in. That's just to get a click, dog. You know that. You know what I mean? So,
and the sneak this goes on where they do this and don't tag me.
But bro,
so when you have me up on your own, you have me on the blog.
Yeah.
Ranting, doing whatever, and you don't tag me, you're literally sneak dissing me. You know what I'm saying?
I see. I feel you.
I have a theory about why they treat you like that.
Talk to me.
I do think it's ageist. Like, I think because you're like an elder statesman, you're older, they're trying to like discredit you by like, oh, well, Friday's this age or whatever, you know, like not realizing that like you are pretty much the source of Toronto hip hop information, like to the world.
Yes.
Like Six Buzz also like, you know, puts out information, but not in the same like correspondence way as you, where it's like you're actually a face, where it's like if someone needs to know what's going on Toronto hip hop, they're gonna hit up Friday.
Yeah.
And if we're trying to all build this culture together, we all have to work together. So you can't,
that's
like
my thought, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta give credit where credit is due. If you are stealing content off this man's page and not crediting him, that's just wrong. Like,
Let me stop you. It's not about stealing content off my page. It's one thing if you reposted something that I posted that I'm not on. Like, I found some news story, da 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 da. To me, like, okay, you didn't tag me. I found the story first. Okay, who cares? You know what I'm saying? I could get mad about that. I can't, whatever. But if I'm on the actual post, if I'm the figure on the post, or if I'm speaking to somebody in an interview and you don't tag us, you're literally like, yo, there's a story here, but I know this guy's involved, and but I gotta post it because there's the story here.
Yeah.
Rick, with the Drake comment, that Drake comment started floating all around, right? And I sent it to certain people, like, yo, check this out. Like, salute to Keep Six Solid. I sent that to him right away. Like, yo, you see this? Like, this is a big comment, right? Mm-hmm. He posted it.
Mm-hmm.
He made a collabo post with me for both pages, my personal page and the We Love Hip Hop page.
Respect for that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then I started seeing it move, making this rounds around, and then they started making it like, yo, look what Drake said. Where?
Well, okay. But you got to understand, I seen who a couple of people or a couple sites, whatever, or whatever they're called. And to me, it's like, they don't got that crazy motion like Keep Six. I would only care if Keep Six Solid is the one who credited me. Everyone else who stole it off of him and did what they did, I would be like, whatever, nigga, it's my face. Everybody know me, dog. Anyways, they knew to come back then click to the person seen me on road was like, yo, I just seen that.
Yeah.
But then you know what they did? Oh, I want to see it again. I go, so then go to We Love Hip Hop or Friday's page.
Just go in the comments.
Yeah. Boom. They went there. They seen it for themselves.
But pinned.
They still went back to your page, fam.
Yeah, either way, those pages at that level, they're not going to win with posting your stuff, because it's going to come back to you regardless.
Like, they don't have
so what?
Don't care. Yeah, I wouldn't care, because I'm not going to diss them, but that's lower level, dog. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, the major blogs are rocking with you.
Major blogs made sure they say your fucking name. The rest of them, I don't give a shit. I don't need them saying my name, because the white them are all watching your page anyways. I don't give a shit. You little ones, I don't give a shit. Little toddlers, catch up to Keep Six, catch up to the straight out of the, you know what I mean? Catch up to the rest. Then post my name.
Mm.
They're lucky I'm not in their ass. If they did do that, and I'd be like, what are you guys posting the name for? Because what they get? Some emotional, like, what? 100 and something likes? Who cares? Who? No, I'm telling you.
No, you're right. You're right, bro.
Like, I wouldn't give a shit. It would be different if it was Keep Six who did it. Then you would, you'd be like, oh, with a blood clot, right?
Yeah, but I thought we were friends. Yeah.
Yeah. And tell you the truth, there ain't no friends in business. You see what I'm saying?
That's also facts.
Right. But,
see, and we're not going to mention what is on the screen here because we're not live, so nothing's on the screen in front of us, right? Mm. And I'm not going to do edit later and pop that up on the middle of the screen. Mm. But y'all can see this right here. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Look at this post. All right. And I'll read it out. Drake talks about possibility of Pressa and Doovy song to get dropping and says he will hop on the record. Now, be sure to comment. What are your thoughts on this? Done. Not even Keep Six gets any credit on this one. That's how dirty these niggas is moving, bro.
I wouldn't care. I just wouldn't care because deep down inside, you did, it came on. It was on our page, bro.
Yes.
Is but he the on hate, your page doing but
the,
that?
The hate is so deep at this point where it's like, oh, I know this is a big story, but it came from Friday and then... Let me find a way to work this around where Friday night and Friday and those guys are not involved.
I personally feel it's a monkey see, monkey do.
That's some hater shit, bro. And I'm calling it out.
I hear you, but I don't see these haters.
But it's some envious shit too.
Yeah, so I don't see these haters. Yeah. Trust me, bro. Put more energy. You put that energy into that. They're gonna keep doing it. You get what I'm saying? You have even a bigger story, and they'll be like, "Look what we just found." You know what I mean? It'll be your story, and they'll be like, "Nah, this time we're gonna claim it like it's ours." Ha.
Listen, end of the day, I do my job.
Yeah, very well.
I sleep well at night. If you guys can sleep well with the moves that you're making and these little covert over little moves that you're trying to move around and you're okay with that and you sleep good with that, then that's fine with me too. You like it, I love it.
Thank you.
But just to add on to that, yo, like, we've been writing essays since like grade 2, grade 3. Like, yo, bibliography, works cited. Just show where you got the information, bro.
It's like, called cite your source.
Cite your source. It's like one of the first things we learn in school is facts. If you're going to steal a quote or use this information, say where you got it.
Got it from.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just do that. You don't have to rock with Friday or whatever, but like, yo, if you're getting information from his page, tell your audience where you got it.
So you don't think there was like 100 people that noticed that though? Because I got the call. How come these people didn't fucking tag you guys? I got the call. Yeah. It's noticeable. And it's not only noticeable to us, but it's noticeable to the public. So at the end of the day, who gives a shit?
It looks nasty on y'all. That's nasty work, gang.
That's their problem. Not mine. I sleep great at night.
If they were to tag you, isn't it better for them? Because then they're getting funneled with your fans as well. Just tag you.
Yeah, you probably share
cutting off your nose to spite your face, bro.
Mm-mm. It doesn't make sense.
Because helping the We Love Hip Hop Network is just not only helping the We Love Hip Hop Network. It's helping everybody. Because everybody goes through this. Yeah. It's four of us sitting here talking on mics now. Yeah. Then there's going to be somebody getting interviewed during the week. It's not just me sitting here talking to my friggin' self all day. Yeah. There's bare people that get filtered through this network, get discovered through this shit.
Yeah.
So why not help it grow?
Yeah.
The collab post thing, the beauty of it is that the post goes on both pages. So you're collecting from both sides.
It helps.
When's the last time one of these niggas invited me to a friggin' collab? They don't. I don't want to collab on this so-and-so said, yo, your block sucks. Like, I'm not doing those kind of posts. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. But there's a lot of other shit that these guys will go and sit there and collab on. And it's like, I don't want to go to the party. It's not like, yo, fam, can I come to the party too?
But at least
I don't care. No.
Oh, okay.
But like, I see it. I seen that you made a party.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, we got our own party over here, nigga. They got to come to our party to get the... They still got to come to your party to get the goddamn guests to come to theirs. So, nigga, this is shit.
Maybe I need to chill.
Fucking throw that shit away. Yo, hey, we ain't giving that shit no time because you know what they're going to do now just to spite us?
They're going
to
clip it.
Thank you, nigga.
And they're gonna clip it out of context.
Thank you.
Look at Friday acting; he's mad, big mad.
Yeah, right. So that's what I'm saying. Energy. And not cheap.
Listen, fam, I had so much different things in my brain to come in with.
I know. I seen it in the air. I seen it in the bubble, like over your head.
You saw the dark cloud.
The aura changed.
I'm going to say something right now to get his mind over back to fucking yo. We're supposed to be.
Horror organs. Bling, bling.
We have some very long conversations. You know what I mean? Off camera. I got to be like, you know, he be calming me down on some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to wild certain times.
I came in here gun cocked, ready to shoot,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my
Lord.
I said, no.
I was going to let it off,
but
bro.
But sometimes you have to hold back the selection.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
show, you. Can't show your hand yet. You know what I mean? You don't show your hand yet, bro.
Save the green. Save the green.
Many ways to skin a cat. Many ways to skin a cat.
Okay, so.
I've never heard that either, but it makes sense, I guess.
Okay, so staying on the whole thing that caught this in the first place, or, you know, the catalyst of made me even catch more feelings, I guess, whatever, right? Because they're gonna say, oh, Freddie's catching feelings, so whatever. I'll just say, oh, I caught feelings, whatever.
But you got your balls to tell you don't, because, like, you know what I'm saying?
But, yo,
anybody else would feed. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, no, I do want to say this, like, Friday actually cares about the Toronto culture. Like, maybe some people think, oh, Friday's doing it for Friday. It's like, nah, this guy's really trying to do it for all of us, all creatives in the city to kind of like boost everyone. So it's like, you kind of gotta acknowledge that and try to like collaborate more. You know, like our city would be so much stronger if everyone was kind of like working together. And even when Pressa said, like, yo, stop the violence, like,
yeah,
if the Toronto creative scene, there was none of that underlying violence there, like, and everyone just collabing together, like, it'd be crazy. We'd have like a whole renaissance. Like,
that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, money would be filtered very, very well.
Well, speaking on Pressa, then, like, he did have a sentiment of peace, right? Yeah. He went out there, he jumped on his Instagram in the middle of the night. He said, yo, you know, RIP Smoke Dog.
That was his dog.
Free Doovie.
Yeah.
Right? He's I don't know what kind of mood he was in, bro, but he was a little boasty too. He's like, yo, we already won. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't gotta do this no more. He's like, let's squash all the beef. And I reposted this, and then the boy jumped in the comments and said, I'll get on a Doovie and press a record. Just send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big statement, gang.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it happen.
Doovie, Pressa. I know man's from their team, if not them directly, and sometimes them directly. And when I do like separate segments and I put your name in the title, I know y'all watch those ones.
Of course.
Right? Make it happen, fam. Somebody talk to... I'm sure by now, this is what, a day ago, somebody contacted Doovie's people inside and said, yo, would you guys be willing to squash the beef to get a verse from the boy?
Man's probably like, well, you know, how much money we got?
No, fam, the residual that you will make in the long run
is forever.
It's forever. Doovie and Pressa on a song alone is already a classic.
Yeah.
With Drake,
it's gone clear.
It's a no-brainer. What are you guys doing? What's the deal? What's your move? Okay?
You know
I'm talking to you guys directly. The ball's in your court. Doovie's team. Okay? Southside Jane and Finch.
Mm-hmm.
Up top Jane and Finch. Mm-hmm. What are you guys willing to do to really get to the other side of this? To really make your rap dreams come true? The boy's talking to you. He said he'll give you the verse. The ball's in your court. What you gonna do now? Fam, he said it, fam. It's not like we're speculating. He said it. I will give you a verse.
Yeah.
If you drop the ball on this, fam, you guys really love death, bro.
You know what might stop it? Because right now, if I was in Doovie's position, I'd be like, shit, kicking myself like, God damn it.
The man's in jail right now, fam. You can change your life.
But how do you do that? What? Record it from jail? How you shoot the video? Like, how does it?
I'll tell you right now, he has open verses. I know this as a fact. It can get emailed to me tomorrow. I'm not speculating. I'm telling you as a freaking 2000% fact. I can get 4 Doovie verses emailed to me tomorrow.
Boom.
What's your move?
What's the move? Motion.
You might have to orchestrate the track. Like, that's get them saying. To send it to you. Get a press of verse. Send it to the boy. Like, you might have to executive produce this record.
We gotta do this. We can do this.
I'm telling you the truth. I can get 4 Doovy verses tomorrow.
No. I know.
Press is on road. What you gonna do?
Oh, and then the boy hops on that record. Yeah. So it'd probably be a murder beats.
It's just gotta be sent.
I don't care what beat it is. Mm-hmm. Is it an okay or is it not?
Yeah, let's make
yes
that
or no. That's a yes or no one question.
It's nary.
Do you want to make a track with the boy or not?
Yeah.
Keep beefing or make a track with the boy.
And get some money.
I have a question. If this collaboration happened, what would the consequences like politically be? Like, would this cause like peace in the streets and not really? Like,
maybe
would it be
maybe
a step
not.
In the right direction?
There's consequences because niggas is gonna be like, oh, so you switch sides or you don't care about all of our people who passed just because of a verse. I've seen some of these comments already talking that shit.
I've seen it.
Right? I've seen some negative comments towards that. And I'm like, how could you find the negative in this?
Because everybody will. Without negative, there couldn't be a positive. You know what I mean? So you're gonna find that. I seen a lot of people saying he trolling.
Why would he troll?
He's
the most famous rapper in the world. Drake.
They were trying to say Pressa was trolling. Like, you know what I mean? These little comments, these little side. Oh, yo, that's just for him to brag.
Okay,
you know.
So what?
I get you.
Now that he's done that, okay. Let's give it the super benefit of doubt. Pressa was just being self-indulgent and he was just trying to show that he's the sickest man of all of them. Now that that's out there in the world and an Instagram post has been made and the boy said, I don't care what these guys are saying. Make a collabo. I want to get on it.
That's life-changing.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if Pressa was trolling. What are you going to do?
Yeah, now it turned into Drake.
He's literally put a chess move in front of you guys.
Yeah, he's like, if you're trolling, let's see if you make it happen.
You have a public offer from Drake giving you what seems to be a free verse. I doubt Drake's going to charge
these guys.
You're
going to get a free verse from Drake.
That's what I'm saying. You got to just do it, bro. You have to do it.
Yeah. I feel like there's a window of a gap for this too.
It's when it happens. They should make it happen soon.
Make it happen soon.
Nah, I think success like speed. Like you got to as soon as this guy like commented, like yo, you should be on it like today. You know what I'm saying? Like,
too long of a wait, then Drake changes his mind.
Yeah,
man has other things to do, bro. Yeah.
I hear you.
For real, bro. He's the most famous rapper in the world. He has other things to be doing with his time, bro. Y'all niggas have never tried to like piece it up for how long. He's actually putting a peace offering in one sentence, bro. What are you guys going to do with it?
The same thing people wanted him to do for Gaza and the Jews. He just did it for ourselves.
One sentence. I will jump on a song with you guys. You guys, he's not asking for blocks there's a lot of different politics in the city, but these niggas blocks are literally right above each other.
Right there.
Can we start here? And then maybe we can make some moves around. Like, let me just like, let's say you're like, let's work it out. Like, let's say the boy has multiple, he raps, bro. He can write a bunch of verses.
Yeah.
So you guys started here. Boom. You got a verse from me. You squashed your beef. Mm-hmm. Now let me move over to this part of the city.
Yeah. That's
you two guys.
That's why I'm saying mans can't fight now. Mans are going to shut their mouth and be working towards that. Like, yo, if we just, let's do this.
He can give you 5 verses and get the whole city pieced up.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start here. Because this is what's real. That's all I just said is speculation.
Yeah.
This is what's real right now in front of us.
Yeah, those are the two rappers he actually likes also.
Yes, they can make it happen, bro.
Because he listens to Doovy's music. I know that for a fact.
And listen, Pressa, you're on road. I don't want to be putting this on Pressa and his team. I know they might holler at me or whatever. But like, bro, you're going to get on the song with the boy. Go get the most sickest verse that you can get. You actually have the advantage.
He's gonna turn back into press machine mode, dog. Come on.
Bro, because even on the song, with all respect to Doovy, because he's locked up, he can't give you a nuance.
I know.
So now you have the one up that when you get on there, you could go with the flamest verse.
What they're gonna do? They gotta do a Doovy hook. They gotta take a Doovy hook and 2 verses from one from Pressa and one from the boy.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's a song. And then if they want to shoot the video, he does the phone call thing from behind the in the phones. You know what I'm saying?
And yo, adding to what you were saying, like,
it's gonna be a classic, man.
Yo, Drake listening.
Drake has, like you said, a lot of things to do. He's doing this, like, the intentions are like selfless with this. It's kind of like he's doing it for the city. Yeah. Like, he's not doing this to make $1 million off it, not that he needs anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's just like he's doing this almost like as like a commissioner, kind of like diplomatic kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're gonna get spins in the States because Drake is on it.
On it.
Right? Pressa has his fan base in the States and Boovie has his fan base in the States too. But it's nowhere near close to what the boy can bring them.
This will just bring them to a higher level.
Exactly. We already know over here we're going to be like, yo, it's hard.
Yeah.
So we're not doing it for Toronto at this point. Now we're getting for the next levels.
The world.
Because people are going to be like, all the people who don't know who they are, they're going to be like, who's this Boovie and Pressa guy on the song with Drake? Like what happened with Smiley?
Yeah.
And the thing is, they have the example of Smiley already. Mm-hmm. So now they can go in and be like, okay, well, if that was me, I would do this. Well, here's your chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's your chance.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of niggas heard the Smiley song and there some niggas probably low-key hated the competition part of rappers were like, well, if that was me, I would have said this. Well, guess what? He's giving you the chance now.
Now.
Yeah.
That's all I agree. I said what I got to say on it, fam.
I agree. I can't even say no more.
Because Do the track.
I think we should like make this happen.
Until the record.
It's on them.
It's on them, bro.
It's on them, bro.
All right, fine. I'll produce the beat for the track.
And the thing is, I can get the verses
for
the
B3.
I can get the Doobie verses, but I don't have the okay yet. So somebody send a DM, a phone call or whatever. Be like, yo, yes, it's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Let them do whatever they need to do with the mans are magicians, bro.
Yeah.
They'll take a piece of Doovie's verse and turn it
to a hook.
They could take out of all four verses and make a whole new verse the way that freaking 40's a wizard, bro.
Yeah.
Like you have the team. They're not just Drake. You got the team. 40, Gadget, all these guys working on your shit. Are you crazy?
You know how you're going to sound? Like Drake.
That's a stimmy package, bro.
Wow, bro. That's a man. That's a lottery ticket.
What?
Lottery ticket is the best.
That's literally a lottery ticket, bro.
That's a lottery ticket.
So wait, Friday, are you gonna kind of take lead on this project? Because I feel like you might be the common ground between everyone.
Let's not kill his chances. You know what I'm saying? Because now when you put too much into it, they'll be like, yeah, hey, that's what you guys think. You're going to get an easy fucking ride. Push us off to the side because we came with it. Just
I'm doing my part right here.
You're doing your part right now.
Broadcasting it, putting the ball over there in people's courts on air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to clip this. We're going to Instagram it. We're going to TikTok it. We're going, what's up? What's the deal? We're going to make this happen or not, gang?
Yeah, it has to happen. It has to happen.
Make the track, boys.
Yeah.
Doovie on the hook.
Yeah, let's get it, man.
Doovie with a hook, one of his hooks. You know what I'm saying?
I had another Toronto story here.
Big salute to Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
But it might be a little mixy.
Okay.
But maybe not. Y'all know who Lil Bucky is?
I do not.
So Lil Bucky is from Mount Olive, not Rexdale. Okay. Rexdale, Mount Olive, but it's different.
Well, it's Rexdale.
Right?
It's right across the street from the mall.
No, but it's with the Polly's.
Okay.
Like,
okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a different area, right? Now, he had gotten into a robbery incident about a year ago. It was on video.
Yes.
They showed him and like three other, and he's got convicted of this at this point. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He was on video and they went into the jewelry store and one of the bags ripped on the way out and then they found some of the money and stuff like that and it ended up him getting charged with it. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're saying that he spent $100K on his lawyer and still lost the case.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that story.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. 100K on the
that's
lawyer.
Like, y'all think a lawyer
that,
freaking
is that the L on the lawyer or is that
W lawyer, I guess.
He knew, and they work with those people. They work with the judge.
Mm. The crown, yeah.
And they're like, that's probably the same money that he flocking teeth.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, eh? We're gonna get that back too.
They did him rough, bro.
Rough, fam.
Freedom. Yeah, he posted in his stories. He said 100K on the lawyer fees just to lose. F the judge, F the crown, F the feds. My lawyer said I should have never lost. She wants me to appeal, but I don't have the money for that.
Fuck. Free to reel. Fuck no.
Because, fam, you spend 100K, you're like, just to put this in perspective, and let's, we can take this off of like Lil Bucky, you know, salute to Lil Bucky. You know, yeah, freedom, hold man, your no. head.
Yeah. And never kill nobody.
Right? Like,
you know what I mean?
Man was trying to get money.
Money to feed his family, dog.
And, you know, they were saying that there was like an inside job on that, on all that too.
Yeah, so next, that them people should be charged too. But he's not ratting, so, you know what I mean?
He's holding it down.
Holding it down.
But like, with these lawyers and the lawyer fees that incur in these cases, bro,
mm-hmm.
how much money do, like, rappers run out of money when it comes to these cases, bro? Because a lot of rappers are inside, bro.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the times, when it comes to a lot of our Toronto rappers who are inside, it's not because of the crime itself. It's because they run out of money for the lawyer fees. The
money.
Bro.
Yeah, lawyers are expensive. Yeah. Some of them don't even have the money.
Yeah, like to even have the 100K in the first place. At least he had the 100K. But to lose, you're like,
I would have switched that lawyer up for real, for real.
But how do you know, fam?
I would have known, fam. I'd have been looking at their track record and been like, yo, guys, we're about to lose. Yo, give the 100K to the man that wins, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got, that's when you got to check track records on these lawyers, man.
Sometimes I feel like the system is mad corrupt because these lawyers will ask for money, right? And sometimes I'm like, are they piecing off the crown?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that lawyer.
Is
that
dinner with them.
Yeah, like, or like buy a gift or something.
They
you know?
Dinner with them and they talk the thing.
Yeah.
And say, look, this is what we're going to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What days are you going to be in? Because sometimes, like, I was going through a case one time and my lawyer, who was a super dump truck, I'm not even going to mention his name. He was waiting for a specific crown to be in. Mm. So he kept on pushing it back until that crown was in. And then he said, once that crown's in, we'll be out of there. So, like, they talk.
Yeah, bro. That's their bredging.
Yeah.
They're bredging. And if they think you're a piece of shit, right?
Like, you can't go in on Tuesday. My friend's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Go in on Wednesday and we'll get you out.
Yeah. Bro, we're giving away a lot right now. We're giving away a lot right now.
Am I giving up too much?
I don't know. I just said the same thing. And he's like, can they do that? Right, nigga, we're telling you.
I don't know, fam, because he told me. This is what he told me.
Yeah. Yeah, fam.
Just like pulled off, like,
yeah,
or a judge.
Like, yeah, fam, they go to dinner with them, bro. They go to all the same parties and shit. Yeah. Fuck the same women and shit.
Or they were them too.
Yeah,
a crown
used to be at the same firm.
A judge could a judge is a former crown.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and
yeah. And, so and I know all the judges. I know all the lawyers because I used to be one.
Yeah, we party together.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
This is, I think, a result of like when it's capitalism and the law, like as long as you have as much money, you can escape the law. Like, you know what I'm saying? For the most part.
That's what they're going to show us black men now. So, you know what I mean? Like anybody doing this type of flipping heinous shit, I don't care how much money you got. They're going to throw the book at you now
because
they're going to think, oh, these guys, oh, they think because they have all this money, they can get out. All right, let's take their money.
But bro, OJ Simpson, like, he got out because he had like the best lawyer.
Yeah.
He had a law team. He had an all-star team. Man had an all-star team. And it's like, he literally got away with.
You must have quit.
Yeah. Like he dropped one bar and it was over. Like, you know, it rhymed the shit. But nah, like, I think as long as you have the money, man, you can get away with most things. And that's where the legal system kind of fails because if you're a rich person committing a crime,
if Bucky had an extra, let's say, 100K,
you know?
You might be on the road right now.
Yeah.
Or take this in. If Bucky was the child of like a diplomat, like a foreigner diplomat. They wouldn't even do nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? Diplomatic community. Boom. Yeah. Like he'll be shipped back to whatever his home country is because his dad's a president or whatever, you know.
Or can't leave the country now. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Would have to stay. They would have swept that under the rug.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, listen, man, hold your head, little Bucky.
Hold your head up.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to bring up that story. It was a little bit of like a Toronto thing because like, I feel like we talk about a lot of things on the podcast and we keep it very general these days.
Yeah.
But sometimes we got to dig in and talk about these underground Toronto rappers.
For sure. But it's like all the time, a lot of times it's not for the good. It's not for the good, but
yeah. You know this, well, look, we gave a good news one run right before that one.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But if anything, if when he sees it, he'll be like, "All right, they're making me know, keep my head up." You know what I mean?
I messed with little Bucky. Yeah, Bucky goes hard, bro.
You know what I mean? But no one's like dissing him or nothing. We're like more like, nigga, you didn't kill nobody, nothing. We feel you, dog. You're just trying to feed your family and shit. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's mud thing, man.
Yeah.
There's something I want to go a little left here.
Okay.
I was watching some different reaction videos to this Planned Parenthood video that's been moving around the internet. Okay. Talking about virginity. Mm. All right. As a man with daughters. Mm. Okay. It gets crazy. And also this YouTube Premium break is brought to you by Master Moves Rise. Big salute to Master Move Rise.
Big salute.
Hit them up on their Instagram page, master.move.rise. They got mad merch, a lot of dope stuff over there. And you know, big salute to Unk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it popping here.
Virginity.
Why I gotta be a black woman though?
And what's the big deal about losing it? Let me cut to the chase. Virginity is a completely made-up concept. It's a term that was created simply to control and shame people, mainly women. A virgin is someone who's never had sex, but it's not as simple as it seems. For one thing, medically, virginity isn't a real thing. In some cultures, people place a lot of importance on the hymen, a thin, fleshy tissue located at the opening of your vagina, as a marker of virginity.
You okay?
But the status of your hymen doesn't actually mean... Stomach.
Hold on a second. This is what they're teaching in school, eh? They're playing this video in school.
Yeah.
Thing. That's because having penis and vagina sex is not the only way a hymen can stretch open. It can happen by putting something in your vagina like a tampon or a finger, riding a bike, or doing sports. So you can't tell if someone's had sex by the way their hymen looks or feels. Another reason the idea of virginity is complete nonsense is that sex means different things to different people.
Oh, Lord.
Generally speaking, society tends to define sex in a very narrow way. Penetration, penis into vagina. But where does that definition leave queer people?
Folks
who can't or
don't. Yeah, you know,
I was looking at her like, oh, this is the pin spokesperson for the LGBTQABCDEF motherfucking G.
Oh, man. Here's where the hook. This is
Holy
the hook.
Holy smoky.
Okay, here's the hook of the tune.
Have penis and vagina sex and choose to have oral, anal, or another type of sex instead. And not everyone's first sexual experience is consensual, meaning that they were forced or pressured into having sex. There is also a double standard on who carries the burden of virginity. Society puts pressure on men for not having sex at the exact same time they shame women for having it. Make it make sense.
Either way,
shame has no place in someone's personal decisions about
sex.
Wait
for the hook.
It's time to throw away the notion of losing your virginity. What if instead of losing something, we reframe it as gaining
something?
Because the truth is, when we make our own decision to become sexually active, we aren't setting ourselves up to lose anything at all. We hope we are gaining things like intimacy, self-insight, pleasure, and empowerment. All of these myths around sex and virginity can be so...
Okay, so I'm going to stop. So the point is, you're not losing your virginity anymore.
You're gaining.
You're gaining.
You're gaining a body.
One body. Now I can continue my bodies.
Right? Purity is what they're losing.
This is on the Planned Parenthood website, or on their website as well. This is on their YouTube channel. Okay, 127,000 subscribers. They're playing this in schools. I don't have kids yet, but our kids are hearing this. Are you okay? All of you okay with this? We're not losing virginity.
Not.
We're gaining.
No, I disagree with this video.
Like if you, one day you're going to have kids.
Hopefully,
right? You have a daughter. She's 13. Are you okay with this video running in the class?
Definitely not. And I think overall, like, cause yo, I like to study like religions, right? Every religion kind of talks about this concept of virginity, and it's not just for women. Like I think in an ideal world, right? Like maybe like the first time you lose it is like ends up with your, it's your wife. And yeah, it's her first time and your first time. So like you're not tainted by like all these like crazy sexual experiences. Yeah, that, you're probably going to enjoy that sex for the, most of your life. But if you've had a lot of sexual partners before, then you settle with one, it might be boring because you know what I'm saying?
You're so used to so many.
I think in an ideal society, like virginity should be promoted in some ways, but it's unrealistic at the same time, right?
Yes. Yeah. With energy.
Dusty, are you okay? Yeah, as a man with kids, they're running this in the classroom right now, bro. I don't know if they're running this in over here in Canada, well, but they're running this in classrooms right now.
Yeah, yeah. My daughters have told me what they're learning. You know, it's like...
I see you breathing. Well, even when the video, I just had to breathe.
Like, you know, it's a very touchy subject.
Mm.
So it's all in what you're teaching in your home, your household.
I was going to say something.
You know, it's really all in what I'm teaching in my household.
Facts.
So I teach my daughters about purity, about don't bring home no goddamn waste, man.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So they get it. Like, so this lady now can't transform their mind because they know like what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, chill out. Because you're gonna regret certain things. And if I'm here to tell you now what mistakes I've made, just as a man to a woman, and then their mother can tell the same mistakes, they kind of are getting programmed to not make them.
Yeah.
You understand? If you lead properly, if you lead the household properly, right? Yeah. So now, let's say there's not a father in the household and a son or a daughter catches a hold of this video, you might have a train wreck because now they're hearing things that are being taught to them through a TV screen.
Now, you see the train wreck analogy for those people on that side, or I don't know if it's a side or whatever, they'll be like, what do you mean? This is great education. This is what you're supposed to be teaching your kids. Right?
Yes, very much.
Maybe offended by you saying that's a train wreck. No, no, they'd be like, no, this is the good stuff.
Very much so, in a sense of what you believe.
Mm.
It's all in what you believe, right? Because a part of it, it did have me where I understood what she was saying, but then tap back in, I was like, no, because you're losing your purity if you're giving, when you lose your virginity.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a loss of innocence.
And with sex carries energy.
Mm.
Now, if you could teach your daughters every sexual partner you will have will carry on for the next 7 years, and when you move on from them, even it will still carry. Women still think of men they used to be with, even if they're with another man.
Yeah,
because of an energy. So it carries a lot of energy. Now, that is something very important when it comes to your body. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So women, in a sense, if they're okay with holding out, that is the most purity. A man will respect that way more.
Exactly. They'll be more appealing. Like if you, let's be honest, like as adults, like we've always seen like virgins are more appealing in like every culture.
I can't control what a woman does with her pussy before me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But if there's a purity to the person where there's not as many bodies,
yeah, you don't got like, you're not in the quadruple digits.
Yeah, then you could be, you know what I'm saying? Like you,
because these days they're promoting that. I don't know if they're promoting more bodies is better. Because like I watch a lot of these different things, like the whatever podcast clips and different things, and a lot of they're trying to tell the women like, you need to lower down on the amount of bodies that you're collecting. And they're kind of like fighting back, like, what you mean? I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I can screw four guys this week if I want. And we're like, fam, we're not going to want to wife you if you have too many bodies.
Yeah. So
that's literally the whatchamacallit, the gender wars that's been going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want you to have 700 bodies. And they're like, what's wrong with having 700 bodies? And it's like, fam, your pom-pom's loose.
Yeah, but that's
like scary. If you want to be realistic.
Yeah, that's a scary. No, that you got a lot of energy.
Yeah, you got too many bodies, fam.
Yeah, you got a lot of energy.
What
you
I
got
will
demons,
say,
demons. You got killers, everything. Everything.
Too many niggas accountants, in box accountants, real estate agents, agents, like all the, their energy. Yeah. There's a chef. Person. There's a chef energy to you right now. Like, did you bang the chef?
Yeah, bro. How do you get all these recipes?
How do I know how to cook now?
Yeah. Like now it starts translating it to you. Like, oh my God.
When I see these kind of videos, and I think this is an overall bigger agenda, like they're de-spiritualizing sex. They're kind of monotonizing it, trivializing it to where it's just like a regular thing. And this has been happening since sexual revolution of like in like the 60s, 70s. But now, especially like where like the state is really trying to be like the religion of the people, this whatever the state says with this like leftist ideology. This Planned Parenthood, this is a government agency. Like if they're getting government dollars to promote this.
Yeah. But then I'm like in my head, I'm like, okay, they're putting back out AIDS. You know what I'm saying?
He's just trying to spread more AIDS in these streets.
Yeah, they're trying to. Yeah, and they're gonna start with the youths then because they're the most reckless.
Yeah,
they don't know about a condom. They'll try to put on a paper bag. You know what I'm saying? On their dick and try to fuck bitches. So it's like, or they'll go on Raw Dog. So it's like.
I thought Planned Parenthood was, the jar of condoms. I thought that was what the Planned Parenthood program was. Now it's like, hey, you gained your virginity.
Planned Parenthood is to kill all black babies.
Yo, I was going to say schools and videos like this, like they kind of have a responsibility to show how to be safe while doing it.
For sure.
Because like it's you have a school is like a concentrated area with all these people like meeting each other for the first time and like interacting and seeing each other every day. And it's just going to happen, you know?
It's like a big old club.
So they kind of have a responsibility. Like every school has a responsibility to show how to keep it safe.
Yeah, in a way. I agree.
But
yeah.
Like when they start throwing like what you learn at home, for instance, out the window, and they start like bashing that and saying, oh, that's a made up thing, this and that. Mm-hmm. That's when it starts being like problematic.
Screw your spiritual beliefs.
Oh, wow.
They're really just supposed
get more
to be
bodies. Yeah. Like, no, you like your parents are home. Like, what did you learn in school? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? And like, it's like literally desensitizing or not desensitizing, taking, unlearning your kids from the things that you're teaching them at home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, my teacher still told me I should, it's okay if I have 10 bodies by the time I'm 19. Like, what?
But another issue is that I feel like society today, it's so outside our natural human tendencies. Like, for example, like I'd say humans start to get sexual, what, like 13, 14, once you hit puberty, that's
when... I was humping my pillow when I was like 5.
Yeah. This guy's been a little more active than the average person, but...
He's a bad student.
You know what I'm saying? So back in the day in other cultures, people were getting married at like 14, 15, 16.
But to an older man, too.
Someone. Could be an older man, could be a young guy and a young girl, too. Yeah, like, that too. You know? So, that too. And I think now that like people are maybe not even getting married or maybe getting married in their 30s, so you're not going to be able to stay a virgin your whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating virginity or even just like saving yourself something.
I know in like Indian culture, like the Hindustan culture, Punjabi, a lot of those men are virgins, dog. Or they're lying. They go to the rub and tug, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. I don't know. But like
on paper, they're virgins.
Yeah, like to their wife, to the girl they've been arranged marriage to. She's pure. He's pure. You know what I'm trying to say?
They're like, free virgins, but paid ones.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so there's certain cultures that still keep it.
Some Arab girls do that too, where it's like, they won't let you hit it. They'll let you do anal, but they want to keep their virginity.
Wowzers.
Like they won't let you go in the punaz, but they'll let you hit it. A lot of places do this, by the way, not just Arab. Like,
that's funny. No, but you're not wrong though, because back in the days, like when we were younger, it was like, okay, you didn't fuck, right?
Yeah.
But okay, I got to do a little, I got my finger on. So the girl's still a virgin technically because she didn't get no D.
No, but she was the bad lady.
But she could be a brain. Like I got brain from a girl who's like she's a virgin.
Yeah.
But she was like braining everybody.
Yeah.
So you're sexually active.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like she just like, but I'm a virgin.
Yeah.
But you're not technically not in the mouth.
Well, she learned that from somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, because them times I was like, what, 15 or something like that?
She learned that from somewhere, grass clot.
Yeah, but it's like...
Hopefully not at home.
But now, these days and times, fam,
yeah,
there wouldn't that wouldn't even exist. It's all no hold barred, fam.
Well,
and you could be whatever you want to be on top of that.
I know. But I don't think these kids are really going off like that, eh? I think these kids are flipping, jerking off. Most of them, because there's so much porn. You get what I'm saying?
And on average, like, there's a whole statistic going around that, like, most, like, less men are having sex these days.
Yeah, because they're putting some shit in the water. And, like, God damn it.
No.
So much porn.
It's also, like, women are not going for the quote-unquote average guys. Yeah. Guys their age. Oh. They're going for a bracket of guy. Or, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's a lot of the stuff that I see on my timeline where girls are like, oh, he has to make $250K a year. I'm not going to deal with him. And I'm like, okay. So then there's a whole bunch of guys.
Something there, too.
The OF has done messed up a lot of girls' heads. So.
You know what else is? It is. I feel like this era of women, no, but the one before that, like our era, they didn't realize how valuable it was to be like young and pure, like when girls are like 18, 19, 20 to like these rich dudes.
Yeah.
That's like, that's what they want. They want those type of girls.
Girl with 30 bodies.
Yeah, by like 21 and she's letting people hit it who like don't even have a job. We're all just in high school. You know what I'm saying? Where she could get like a rich dude to like really like take care of her and stuff because she has that window. So I feel like a lot of these girls now are aware of that and they're like, oh, I can get like an NFL player because I'm like 19 or 18. I'm a virgin.
And you can DM them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to remember like once upon a time, and this is maybe Dusty and I can relate to this a little bit more because like, there's a space of time where like your average thought can just go holler at Drake or holler at Odell Beckham in the DMs. And be like, yo, I'm cute. And they'll just fly you out. You have to bump into them when you go to their city.
Yeah.
You have to make the effort to like wait in front of their dressing rooms.
There's a lot of work to meet these
groupies
people.
Groupies actually used to put in work back in the day to be groupies. Now it's like you just post pictures.
They end up in your dressing room, ready, naked.
If you see that famous guy double tap your picture, DM him, he might fly you out.
That's
now you've met such and such quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Now you got to meet Future.
Yeah. Now you're in the party.
You know what I'm saying? And you work at the Walmart with a fat ass.
Yeah. You were average.
Yeah.
Average chick.
But yeah, man, I just want to put that out there, what the youths them are learning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Last thing I have here, and this is what was on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Is this our queen, fam?
Who?
Sexy Red. This is Sexy Red in the hospital.
On top of
okay. This is right after she had her kid now. And I seen Candace Owens going in on her. Right? Like, yo, this is like what our kids are consuming. This is our hero now. You know what I'm saying? Fam, I think we're gone a little bit too far off the deep end, bro. You know what I'm saying?
She had her hair done in the hospital too.
We're starting to accept levels of debauchery and make it famous. And I don't want to be that old guy on the porch or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? Because like I do like some of Sexy Red stuff.
Yeah.
But this debate, we're gone too far, fam. Come on, fam. You're in the hospital, bro. You just had a kid, fam.
Yeah.
We're gone too far with the ratchet
reboot. You know what she's doing? Something that every woman would want to do, but can't. Because it is.
Why would they want to do this?
Exactly, but she can.
To feel good about herself? I don't know.
No, I'm just saying she's Sexy Red. Her life right now is a movie. So she's like, she got cameras following her around. She probably taped that. You know what I mean? She recorded that birth.
1 million likes is crazy. Like, so she did what she had to do. 1 million likes is crazy. Like,
everybody want my baby picture. You get what I'm saying? But she won't show the baby, right?
Bro, this is hip hop, bro.
I hear you, dog. It's crazy.
We have to find some. Okay, I'm not trying to take any money away from Sexy Red. I'm not trying to stop her bag or anything like that. But we have to draw a line somewhere, fam. We're getting a little bit too far into ratchetry, fam. Like, and listen, no offense to any like with you, Zarn, but like other people are seeing us, bro. And this is what the black representation is starting to look like, bro.
I know.
Sexy Red. Not even Sexy Red, what she's doing. Not her herself. Like, you insert any other rap. You're doing this in the hospital, fam. Like, come on, bro. We need to slow down now.
I almost have no words for it, really. I almost, like, I don't care. It's what you, like, pay attention to, too. Like, if you're a young consumer and this is what you like, that's on you. You know what I mean? This is what you'll attract. You'll always attract bullshit or something. I don't know. I can't like tell the future for someone's life, but like, I don't know. This wouldn't be my representative personally.
Bro, the little youths, them, I seen this video and I don't know. I probably won't be able to find it now. It was on TikTok, right? With this teacher. She was really upset about the way that the kids were just not listening to her. And, you know, they're like, yo, turn on Sexy Red and whatever. And when the parent came through, like, and what? She told the parent, like, yo, your kid's not listening. She was like, what are you doing wrong? And they're like, we're out of control, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're watching the videos of the little youths, them.
They're singing the song.
Shaking their ass. Shake that ass, Drake. They're showing the little, yo, fam. I don't know, fam. I don't know if we're going to make it into 2025, bro. But
like I said, it's what you teach in your household. That shit don't play in my household. And when it does, we turn it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like if like I got my niggas over or whatever and it, you know, some music comes on like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like even my niggas would be like, yo, kids are around. We turn it down. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? My kids are listening to Kanye West's daughter. Like straight up and some other shit. Like they're not into this shit. And if they are, they're sneaking it.
I don't know, fam.
So
I just like I love my hip hop culture and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like we're taking it to a real degenerate place, bro.
I hate how you say we though. Like
no,
I know what you're saying, and like, but it's like we're not involved because we don't accept it.
We don't accept it. We like don't accept we're not it. Cool with it, right?
We're not cool with it.
I can't speak for. Are you guys cool with it? Are you guys cool with this? Like if you have kids and this is what they're like, yo, put this on.
Yeah, no. But then again, it goes back to the crib. Like, I wouldn't be allowing my kids to be exposed to this shit. But outside of the house, I don't have much control over that. But, like, the respect comes from, like, within the house.
You know? I'm not mad at Sexy Red's music because there's a time and place for it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was just
thinking. There's a time and place. She has her own lane.
Yep.
I've seen some of her content. She seems, like, cool. This picture is obviously a little bit explicit. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind her taking pictures right after she had a birth. Obviously, they're pretty suggestive pictures, which that's up to her. Like, personally, I would have kept the classic. Just have one of you holding the baby. Smiling. Like, you really got to bend over like that.
And
like,
still say, fuck my baby dad.
You know?
I guess it's part of the image, right?
It's part of the image.
It's part of the image.
That's the niche thing.
She lives like she lives out the fantasy that a lot of girls wish they could live, like that ratchet lifestyle. I don't care. I do whatever I want. Right? Like, a lot of girls want to live that lifestyle but can't. So they live it through Sexy Red.
I bet you she shoots a video.
She probably has a video in the hospital.
Watch.
You know what I'm saying?
That might be legendary. Like you gave birth during the music video?
Yeah,
like,
something. You know? Right after you did a music.
She's getting her hair done, so
yeah, dog.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying? The camera crew might be right there.
Right there.
Just looks like there's some good lighting there, so who knows?
Really, really good lighting.
You know what I'm saying?
Who knows, man?
And that's what she wants us to think. Oh, she's just ratchet. She just did this right after. But really, she probably shot a video.
No, but the bigger conversation is we're in a degenerate place, bro. Fam,
of course.
There's things that cover in this. We did I didn't bring up here.
Yeah,
right. More degeneracy.
Yeah,
like the stuff that popped up on Twitter with the boy.
Mm-hmm. Right, we seen that, but I didn't see it.
but I
didn't see it.
I'm just saying, content has come to a place now where like just the most low vibrational type of thing is getting the wildest amount of like, fam. There's a million likes on this.
I know.
A million and 100,000 people are like, yeah. And the comments are like, 2 Chainz is in there like, ha, ha, ha. It's basically like, do it again.
Yeah, because they got money. They got money.
No, I just feel like the industry likes something about Sexy Red. Either they want to influence black women in a certain way, so they're pushing her to the forefront. And the industry always selects who they're gonna push. Like none of this is organic or by chance. Like they found Sexy Red. Maybe she was an aspiring rapper, but they're like, okay, you got that look. You got the way you talk. You know what I'm saying?
I heard Nikki had something to do with her.
Really?
Yeah, Nikki has something, gave her a little cosign or something like that.
You don't just get to that point without like bypassing all, like there's a lot of layers, levels, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she passed every level to the point where now she might
she got through the door.
Yeah, she's in, you know what I'm saying?
The Nori door.
And as long as she does whatever they want, like at least, or like fulfills her role, they're going to keep giving her exposure, you know?
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, I'm going to give a salute to Sexy Red.
Salute.
We might run into her one day in these streets and she'll be like, I heard what you said on your podcast.
You know what I mean? Start bending over and shaking her ass.
No, none of that.
No, you know what I'm saying? No, that's her signature move.
Let's touch the road here. Let me see if I could find some music. You know what? The song that you were talking about before. I'm gonna find that.
All right. You can't bring the future back.
I like this song.
I haven't heard this song in so long. I almost forgot about this song.
It's my album.
Hey, come here.
You like this album? It was a group of three, right?
Find me a nice soft place to land. I'm so high.
Okay.
Timbaland beat.
Find me a place to land.
I feel like a spaceship's about to take off.
About to land.
What y'all saying for the week, man?
You know what I do? Do my radio. Mm-hmm. 6 Degrees Radio, 89.5 FM. You already know, every Monday, 10 to 12.
Yes, sir.
That's how we do.
Yes, sir. What about you, Zara? What you saying this week?
Man, just here, 25th Hour Studios. Mm-hmm. Going to be linking up with B3. Making some more Burrow Sound content, so stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Jesus. Out here, you know what I'm saying?
Peace.
And we are here, man. What about you, B3?
Big content week as well for us over here, too.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Mm-hmm. Be on that. And then, yeah, back to the gym, to be honest.
All right.
Back up.
You know what I mean? Stay away from the vape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Check back in with me.
445. 445.
445. Go to check back in.
We'll be checking back in.
You can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame and we all back.
Uh-huh.
Oversized clothes and chains, we all back. Niggas still making it rain and we all back.
You remember, hit us up on our website.
WeLoveHipHop.ca.
Yeah, we off that. Is you still on that? And we still making money because we still on that.
And we off of this.
First fight, my nigga, we off back.
Deuces.
Street sell below, rally the ball back.
Uh-huh.
So I rush slim ball, they get off my ball. The 2010, I 1864. Here we come so far. Drive around town, hard times in the song. In my tribe back the law with my high brown in my high yellow bra. In my dark skin sis, in my best white mate, say what's up to Chris. How's that world mix? Got a black president, got green president. Blueprints in my white eye, car, black diamonds in my hate suit piece. My God.
We love hip hop.